Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
97045.
Thank you so much for that information. And that was 97045?
Yes.
And will you verify your first and last name, please?
Patricia Lang.
Thank you so much for that information, Ms. Lang. And for security purposes, will you verify your mailing address, please?
12712 Bellamy Way in Oregon City, Oregon, 97045.
Great. Thank you so much for that information. I was able to locate your account. Looks as if you did business with the company called Elevair, and it's for the skincare products, which are designed to reduce fine lines and wrinkles and remove dark circles. Looks as if you placed the order on March the 16th, where you paid shipping and handling, which was partially refunded. That particular company allows you to try out their products for free for 14 days. They require you to cancel within the 14 days of trial. How can we help you tonight?
I don't know anything about this. It doesn't ring a bell. I do remember a cream that I purchased through online thing, but I called my bank and I'm being charged $92.90 a month. And when it says a monthly charge, it says no for recurring charges, and yet I am incurring charges.
Okay, what says no for recurring charges?
I called my bank and it says right there on their screen that it's supposed to say no for recurring charges. I don't want this product. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you said, and I know what I signed up for on the one. It was for $5 when I did a survey for, like, Walmart, but that's the only time I did it. It was a one-time fee, and I don't know how the rest of this came about because there's no way I would have a charge on my bill for $92.90 a month. I can't afford that.
Okay.
Well, I'm on Social Security. There's no way I would sign up for anything like that.
Okay. Well, you ordered two products, the face cream
no,
and the
I
eye
didn't.
Serum.
No, ma'am. I know I didn't. Mm-mm.
So who was partially refunded?
There, but no. Well, it couldn't have been partially refunded because I've been charged April 4th, 9290, May 5th, 9290. March 18th was $6.70. What I signed up for was $5, so I'm not even sure where that came from.
So the March 16th is showing two products, the face cream and the eye serum, and you paid a total of $14.95. One product was $6.70 and one was $7.45. So the $7.45, which was for the serum, was removed. So that was
okay, because I told them I didn't want it and I was going to send it back. And they weren't supposed to charge me or send me anything more.
Okay. But you did not cancel within the 14-day trial period. So you're being charged for the face cream that they've already sent.
Okay. So, no, I don't know. I'm trying to tell you, I've got one face cream. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, that's what you're being charged for, ma'am.
I need this to stop. I need it to stop now.
That's what you're being charged for, the cream that you already have.
No. I have one cream.
That's it.
Yeah, but they
let you try it
out. Charge $92.90.
That's the retail value of the product, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Uh-uh. No, uh-uh. So this is the
last
charge?
You didn't read the terms and conditions?
There were no terms and conditions. I'm
you
telling
have
you.
You have to have terms and conditions
okay.
before
okay,
they send
you know
the product.
Okay, you know what? That's a moot point. Okay, here's the point. We need to have this removed, and we need to get it canceled. I don't want this anymore.
Okay. All right, so what can I document is the reason that you're canceling your products, your subscription, rather?
I never signed up for it.
Okay. Would you be interested in extending it for an additional 15 days?
No, I don't want it.
Okay, would you be interested in a 35% discount on future orders?
Okay, I know that you're probably trained to say this, and I'm trying very hard not to take this out on you. I'm on Social Security. I cannot afford it.
So
no matter
no.
how many, 50% off, whatever, I cannot
no.
afford it.
I just need for you to say yes or no, ma'am.
No, I'm not interested.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. I'll go ahead and get this canceled for you. You receive an email cancellation in the email address that you have on file, which is langtripper@aol.com.
And what about those other charges?
The charges are valid because it wasn't canceled within the 14-day trial period. But it has been canceled, so you won't receive any other charges. All right. Thank you
okay.
for calling in the customer
service. Is there, no. There's a number on there. There has to be notes to this account. Because I remember telling the guy I was going to send it back.
You say you didn't order it, ma'am.
I told you I didn't order. I paid. There was a one-time thing on the thing that I did a Walmart survey for $5. That's all it was. There wasn't anything else. If you're the same company, I have no idea if you are or not. But I don't have the whatever. I remember talking to somebody saying I didn't want it, I couldn't afford it. So then I get one for April 4th and May 5th, and now there's probably going to be a June 5th. I don't want this. It can't be on my account.
Okay, ma'am, what I just said is I canceled your subscription. You won't receive any other charges. Okay?
Okay, well, and what I'm trying to tell you is you're charging me for a product I have not received.
You say you have one.
I did get one. How
That's
many times
it.
Is this going to go on?
That's it, ma'am.
This
you're
is
paying,
on the
you're
same
paying
thing?
For
it's $92.90?
You're paying for the product that you already have. They let you try it out for 14 days for free, and on the 15th day is when they charge you for what they've already shipped to you.
Okay, is there a June 6th charge for this?
No.
All right, so I know what you said. You said you did, but I shouldn't be charged for the other two either. I should not. I told them I didn't want it.
That was for the serum.
You know what?
You didn't
I will
say...
call my credit card company. It's not a problem. We'll take it up with them.
Okay, ma'am. You've already... Whatever. Would you like the cancellation number?
Oh, you bet.
Do you have pen and paper ready to write it down?
You bet.
C like Charlie, D as in David, 22, B like Bravo, C like Charlie, 923, D like... David, number 8.
I don't know how you can work for a company like that. I really don't.